Okay, post-game wrap time here in San Francisco. Giants getting ready to head back home after the end of a long week plus away from home. 6-3 on the road trip to Oakland, to New York, to Atlanta. Today, not the most fun day. One thing we do know, the Giants are going to come home to an extremely well-fertilized field at Oracle Park.
Man, smells glorious.
I didn't know if I was going to make it to the end of the game. Holy smokes. I mean, they had a concert here on Friday, so I'm giving this grounds crew. They've been working nonstop since that concert ended to make sure the field is totally ready to go tomorrow night when the Brewers are here. But today that meant kind of blowing us out of the booth a little bit. we might have called an audible if we'd known and gone back to the studio today. Anyway, Giants lose 9-0. And I mean, the story of the day ultimately will be the analysis of Anthony DeSclafani, who started off so well and was throwing the ball just like he did when he was a borderline all-star for the first half of the year. And then the fourth inning came around, and I don't know whether the ankle started to bother him again or if he just hit a little wall. He hadn't pitched much in the last 3 weeks or so, or what happened, but he got hit around in that fourth inning, and it soured his day, and it kind of ended the Giants' chances, as it turned out.
Yeah, it was that fourth inning got weird for sure, because it was not like they were really working the counts on him.
No.
And they've shown it the last two nights that they're an aggressive ball club, especially early in the counts. But he looks so good those first three innings, like you mentioned, that, yeah, Soler, power, all right, solo shot, no big deal. Then you get that knock from Freddie. Say what you will, they had the ground attack going today. But then Freddie steals a base. He wasn't holding the runners real well. But the Riley, once that Riley homer hit, that was kind of,
yep,
that one hurt a little bit. It was a slider in. Spinner ends up turns and burns on it, and then they had a discussion. We don't know what that discussion was. Gresh comes out, Kapler comes out. Again, you hope it's all precautionary. You're not going to win every game. You haven't had too many of these games this year. You know, whatever. You wash it off. You go home. Still 6-3 on a road trip. That's, you'll take it. I mean, it's not like the stuff wasn't good. He's still throwing hard. So if there's something going on with the ankle, I think they'll address it. But you know, I think there's a lot of good things. A lot of positives out of the way he was throwing today, other than that one inning. I think a lot of things I saw were better and crisper and sharper. So, you know, I think it's – all in all, I think everything will be okay.
Yeah, Javi, I agree with you. take out that one inning. I mean, I wish we could do that for stat-wise. You know, I'd take out a bunch of punch-outs in my career. but going into that inning, I agree with you. I thought he looked great, and I was – asked yesterday on the pre- and post-game show, what do you want to see from Anthony DeSclafani, you know, we were assuming he was going to pitch. And I thought the telltale thing was going to be the velocity on his fastball. When he came out of the game a couple weeks ago, there was a difference between the inning where he struck out the last batter in that first inning and then he went back out for the second inning. The velocity on his fastball was down from 94 to about 90 miles an hour, and I think that was because that back angle, he wasn't able to kind of stabilize and push off the mound and really use his legs to drive and get the velocity. So I thought that if he could pitch at about 94 miles an hour, you know, without obviously overthrowing, I thought that was going to be a great sign. And he comes out in the first inning, his fastball's at 94 miles an hour, and it's moving all over the place. Got some real funky swings, ran the ball in on a couple guys' hands, good velocity. His slider was incredibly sharp at 88, 89. He looked like he looked in the first half. So very encouraging that for three innings, he looked like the same guy that we had seen kind of, you know, up and through the first half. You know, the play where he didn't get over to cover, you got to wonder if maybe it was the first three innings of pitching and he was a little bit sore, or maybe it doesn't bother him when he's pitching and maybe that short burst off the mound is what kind of re-aggravates it. We don't know. We're just speculating sitting here in San Francisco, you know, very far away. But to me, that was the play where I said, huh, okay, maybe it's not all good, but like I said, as a whole, I thought very encouraging for three innings. Hopefully it's nothing real serious. I guess we will have to wait and find out.
Yeah, and it's funny, Joe, because Ian Anderson pitches today for Atlanta. He's got really good stuff. I mean, he's a guy they're going to use at the playoffs, assuming he's healthy. And he only gives up the four hits and the two walks. Felt like the Giants, though, had some real opportunity against him.
Yeah, he didn't strike anybody out today.
Not a one.
Not one. It was a strange outing for Anderson. And I think from the Giants' perspective, you know, you had those chances early, and maybe this game turns out much differently. If you get that big hit in the first, you've got a couple of guys on. They had some nice at-bats in the second. Casale hit a ball real hard that turned into a double play. And then once you fall behind in a game like this, you know, I think it's tough. You're at the end of a long road trip. It's hot. It's humid. Your starter gets knocked out early. It's tough to mount that comeback. And I think you can kind of see the wheels turning for Gabe Kapler with Sammy Long. Just, hey, you're gonna eat up the rest of this game, or just about, until that final out. Keep him as an option, maybe, if you need him to take that next start. You keep him on schedule. That would be Friday against the Dodgers. I mean, that would be a big game for him. But I know things kind of, you know, unraveled for him towards the end of that outing. But for a while there, he looked good, and maybe he'll be an option in that shorter burst, a 2-3-4 inning performance, perhaps, if you need him, if DeSclafani can't go in that Dodgers game next weekend.
Yeah. And for Sammy Long, I mean, we might pick him just for doing good work out of the bullpen, but 90 pitches of relief today. And maybe part of that is indeed like, okay, you soak up some innings, you don't expose the rest of the bullpen totally fresh for the start of what's going to be a really difficult week. And part of it is Sammy stays as a starter, essentially, so you can use him. So a couple different advantages to having Sammy pitch the way he did today. So, anyway, biggest loss for the Giants since early May. They hadn't lost a game by 9 runs in a long, long time. It's been one of the remarkable things about the year. They play close games every game. They just stay close. Today was a very rare day where they couldn't do that in the end.
Yeah, and even there's been some games where they've been down big early. Yeah. I think there was a game in Colorado where they're down 7 here, and they came back and ended up winning that game. You know, it just speaks to the aura, the mantra, the mindset, the whatever you want to call it around this team. You hear guys talk about, hey, we knew we were going to win that ball game. You know, they believe it doesn't matter what the score is. They believe they're going to win it. And you're right. No matter what happens, it seems like every game they get the tying run to the plate somehow, some way. So this game is kind of a surprise. You know, it happens in baseball. And normally teams run across games like this once a month, once every 3 weeks, something like that. But it just doesn't happen to this team, so it's almost shocking.
Yeah, today, a day like today kind of reinforces that. Anyway, not the Giants' day. We'll come back and pick some players right after this. All right, post-game wrap part two. We're going to pick some players of the game. Randy Wynn, you bailed on us last night, just hustled over to the studios, did double duty, and so we picked a player on your behalf last night. You get to actually pick a player tonight.
I do. Did yeah. I make a good pick, though?
Great pick. Oh, great pick. Yeah.
I love
you
when I make
the freeze. Listen, solid choice.
Listen, I love the freeze. Yeah. It makes me laugh every time I watch. When the guy starts losing it, the fan
blows the hammy in turn three.
Right around center field. Yeah. Oh, man, that's good stuff. Okay. You know what? I'm going to go with Lamont Wade Jr. I talk a lot about him. I think he's been such a great find for this ball club. What he's been able to do at the top of the lineup, how he takes at bats, how he grinds. I find that I say that all the time about him, but I mean it bears repeating because he really has been that good. Two hits again tonight. And you know what? Anytime you drop down a bunt and steal a base, I'm probably going to pick you. I'm probably going to pick you. We saw a bunch of stolen bases tonight, which was interesting. We don't see that too much, but I thought that he did a great job. The ambush bunt and then the stolen base to kind of put some pressure on Anderson, I thought was great. And then the double off the lefty, and he hasn't had a whole lot of at-bats off lefties. So not only for his confidence, but, you know, as a player, you always want to show your manager, your GM, like, hey, I can do a little bit more. Like, I know I'm in this role now, and I'm glad that I'm getting a chance to play, but, hey, I can do a little bit more. So Lamont Wade, I thought, great game again. Hit off the lefty. He's my guy. He's my pick.
Good pick. We've been picking him a lot.
Yeah.
He contributes. I mean, he does. He contributes some way just about every single time that he's in there.
Yeah.
Good pick. Joe, why don't you go next?
All right. Well, can I pick your Stanford guy?
You can. Sure.
Austin Slater.
What a setup. What a joke.
It's a great tune.
What a joke.
It is not.
Stanford band. This Saturday, you're going to be hearing that tune a lot.
We'll have an off-air discussion about your band.
Wait till you see this Stanford offense fire this year. Go ahead, Joe.
A lot of optimism there. Austin Slater, he got to pitch today. First time as a big leaguer. I don't know when the last time he did get to pitch.
He didn't pitch at Stanford.
He didn't pitch at Stanford, so the high school, maybe, probably.
Maybe.
He walks the first guy, but then he gets an MVP out, Freddie Freeman. And he'll always remember that moment for the rest of his career. Got a chance to pitch and get an out. Javi, I'm curious to get the pitcher's perspective on what was he featuring out there. What was working for Austin Slater?
I thought it was
mound?
A turbo sinker. I think he touched 69.
Yeah.
Turbo sink.
Side three quarters. What are
you sidewinding? Sidewinding righty. Yeah. Just thankful he came out unharmed. That's what you want. You want a guy to. It's the same thing when a pitcher gets a chance to hit. They try to hit a homer, and something bad happens, a la Santiago Casilla in Colorado. Yeah. Position players tend to do that when they get on the mound. They want to check out the performance meter and see how hard they can throw, and then they realize it's not as hard as they think it'll be, and they try to blow their arm out. It's not good. So, thankfully, he got an MVP out. That's a good story for him for the rest of his life.
It is.
Yeah, no biggie. I got the reigning MVP out.
You were Javi was just ticked off that he didn't get checked for substances.
I wanted that, man. 100%.
Come on.
Well, make him take the belt off. The whole deal.
It looked like he was wearing Chris Bryant's glove, too.
Oh, he was.
So if there
was
a
might have been pine tar in there. We don't know.
Who
position
knows?
Players.
Blame Chris.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, outfielders like to put it in there. Jock has it, so that ball stuck in there. It's just natural.
Outfielders.
Oh, yeah. Make sure it sticks in there.
You don't need it. Just close the
allegedly.
Glove. Well, allegedly.
Hey, it hit here though, on the heel. It ain't sticking there.
I don't know what Jocker does or doesn't do, but that ball did stick in the palm of his glove. Yeah. I've never had a ball that was that far out of my glove and hit the wall stick in there.
No. Yep.
Spider tack.
Umpire should have sprinted out there and checked on Friday night. Good point. Now I'm mad. Good pick, Joe.
And he saved the bullpen. You know, that was kind of the one thing you didn't want to have happen is have to use another guy from the bullpen. So, good pick, Austin Slater.
He's played every position except for shortstop and catcher in his big league career. He's played first, second, third, all three outfield positions, and now he's pitched.
That's something.
That is something.
Cool.
Javi, who you got?
I'm taking Sammy Long.
No fight song for Sammy.
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't know what they do in Sacramento, but a couple reasons. One, he had a great road trip, great start in New York, but then he comes into this game, and he saves the pen. He really does. And I know you want to stretch him out. You want an insurance policy just in case something happens with DeSclafani, but I do like the fact that he ate up the entire game except for that last third of an inning, so Austin Slater could get some shine and out here and, you know, knock off another position that he hasn't played in the big leagues. But I think it'll be an important piece coming back home. You got the Brewers coming in, not an easy series. You got the Dodgers coming in, and now you're fully loaded in that bullpen and you're ready to go. And I think that is a very, very big piece. And I guarantee you, I saw Evan Longoria talking to him. There's going to be a lot of guys that are patting him on the back because he ate up a lot of innings, and it's not like pitching here during a day game where it's 65. He's doing it in 90-degree heat, eating up those innings. The stat line won't be pretty, but that happy flight for a lot of those bullpen guys, knowing that guy picked him up, that's huge.
And it's a good point. Like, make sure that he doesn't feel down.
Yeah.
You give up six runs in a relief appearance, and it would be easy to, like, say, man, that sucked. But, you know, he made the great start in New York and did the team a real solid today. So make sure it's a positive feeling, not a negative feeling.
Yeah, I'm hoping a lot of those veterans will put their arms around him and let him know that he did some things. He's still figuring his way out in the show, and, you know, he won't be happy with the stat line, like I said, but you got to get a couple arms around that guy and let him know that he really picked him up.
Yeah, good pick. Good Sammy pick. Long, good work good by him. Is that the Sac State fight song?
Good pull right there.
Yeah.
Good pull.
It's a good fight song. Sounds good.
Sure.
Go Hornets.
Go Hornets.
They've had a lot of good football teams over the years up there. And baseball teams. That's the first time their fight song's ever appeared on the rap, though. All right, DC, enough. We're definitely not playing the Vandy fight song. But I'm taking a Vandy boy, Kurt Casale, for just hanging in there today.
Oof.
Man, he was taking a beating back there, blocking a million pitches in the dirt. Took a foul, or a follow-through hit off the side of his head after having concussion symptoms in New York. You just hope that everything's okay. He stayed in the game. Anyway, he only got on base the one time with a walk. But just for hanging in there on a hot day and playing hard all the way through, I'm taking Kurt Casale.
It's a good call there.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Probably little consolation to him, the reward of being picked on the wrap versus the beating that he took today. But yeah,
bag of chips.
Throwing
what's
him
again?
A little bone.
I mean, what
are we? Cheetos. Yeah.
Cheetos. Uh-huh. Bag of Cheetos. Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, he'll love that.
It's perfect for the flight
perfect.
Home.
Perfect.
All right, what's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Giants coming back home, and man, you know, not just tomorrow.
Into
but
the
all
fire.
Week long. It's truly, the Brewers are coming to town, first place team, but the pitching that the Giants are going to see this week, Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, Julio Urias, Walker Buehler, Max Scherzer. I mean, right now you could actually make a case that the five best pitchers in the National League at the moment, outside of the take the Giants out of it, are the guys they're going to face this week. I mean, if you ranked them, somebody would come up with a list of, take the Giants out, five best pitchers in the National League starters, and those five guys might be in some order the top five, and they're going to see them all this week.
Might as well get used to it.
Yeah, it's playoff baseball.
It's playoff baseball. Might
it's
as well
exactly
get used
what
to it.
It is.
Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff.
Ooh, God. That's a soft opening, isn't it? Come back home.
Yeah, sleep fast. Burnes, in his last start, I got a text from Rich Aurelia, and he said, "Whew, I'm glad I'm not playing." When you can make a retired guy still glad he's not playing, you're nasty. And that cutter that he had going,
Lord.
I mean, I remember I was trying to describe it, and I was like, I can't even describe how good and how filthy that thing is. You mentioned, I mean, they're up against some really quality starting pitching, and that's what playoff baseball is all about. You're gonna be facing guys ones and twos. You're not gonna get a rookie that's just coming up trying to find his way. You're gonna have to go against the big dogs, and that's what the Giants have this series coming up.
Ooh, can't wait for the Giants to be back home, but it ain't gonna be easy. And a very well fertilized lawn for the Giants to play on.
And they're still watering.
They're still watering.
It'll be a little soggy out there too tomorrow night, maybe. What's on deck? Sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. Joe, you have the highlights today.
Got the highlights.
Great job this weekend.
Thank you.
Joe's highlights coming up next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.